بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار، ما كان لهم الخيرة، سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. وقال تعالى: والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: والمدينة خير لهم لو كانوا يعلمون. My respected elders and brothers, after 13 years living in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through great hardship and toil to call his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call these people towards iman and belief in the hereafter. However, his people plotted against him, the Quraysh plotted against him, the Mushrikun plotted against him, and eventually they planned to either kill him or exile him from their land. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave Makkah Mukarramah. Now, respected friends and elders, Makkah Mukarramah was not an ordinary place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Makkans, those who grew up in the area, the Quraysh specifically, the dominant tribe of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they loved Makkah very much. They grew up in the vicinity of the Haram, the Baytullah, Zamzam, Mount Safa and Marwa. And they held this place very, very close to their heart. Initially, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started his da'wah, then the family member of his wife, whose name was Waraqa bin Nawfal radiallahu anhu, he informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one day a time will come where your own people will kick you out from your land. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shocked. The riwayat is in Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمُخْرِجِيَّهُمْ My own people will kick me out from my land. Eventually 13 years passed and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave his area. He was forced to leave Makkah Mukarramah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum themselves were forced to leave Makkah Mukarramah. They were not happy about it. They were not keen about it. They loved their home, but they had to do it for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba moved to Madinatul Munawwara. And Sahaba in the early days found great difficulty and trials in Madinah Munawwara. Why? Because the air of Madinah was much different to Makkah Mukarramah. It was a different environment. The weather was very cold. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum started getting very sick. Amongst these are Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Bilal radiallahu anhu, people who made great sacrifices for deen, but they were going through difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that point, when he saw what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were going through, then he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. O Allah, make Madina Munawwara beloved to us. Kahubbina makkata aw ashad. Just like how we used to love Makkah, our hometown. Make Madina even better or even beloved to us. At this point, respected friends and elders, the answer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, the answer to the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such love in the heart of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for Madina Munawwara and for all the people who are to come thereafter. So much so that 1400 years later, respected friends and elders, every single believer without fail, a person has even an iota of iman in his heart, he will confess and he will admit that he has that great love for Madina Munawwara. To such an extent that you'll ask a child that, why are you saving money? You're taking 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, you're putting in your box. What do you want to do with it? He said, no, I'm saving to go Makkah Madina. I'm saving to go Makkah Madina. I'm going to buy some toys from there. That love which is in the heart of the child and that love which is in the heart of every believer, it is not coincidental. It is not because we are going on some tour or sightseeing. Respected friends and elders, the love that every single person has in his heart for Madina Munawwara is as a result of a dua 1400 years ago. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina, kahubbina makkata aw ashad. Just like how we love Makkah, make Madina beloved for us. Respected friends and elders, if one were to look at the virtues and the fadilat of Madina al-Munawwara, one will get an idea that it is as if this entire city has been created for the best of creation. No doubt about it. From the name, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and the riwayat appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أُمِرْتُ بِقَرْيَةٍ تَأْكُلُ الْقُرَى. I have been commanded to make hijrah to such a land, which will gain dominance over the other lands in the area. يَقُولُونَ يَثْرِبْ. The people in the area, they call it Yathrib. Now in Arabic, Yathrib has a very negative connotation. It means gloom and doom and sadness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he's changing his name. يَقُولُونَ يَثْرِبْ وَهِيَ الْمَدِينَ. They say it's Yathrib, but it's really Al-Madina, the special city. The special city. Another riwayat which appears in Abu Dawud, Bukhari, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they used to call it Yathrib, but now I am calling it Tayba. I'm calling it Taba or Tayba. The root letters Ta, Ya, and Ba, they mean something which is very, very pure, something very delightful, something easy upon the eye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself changed the name of Al-Madinatul Munawwara to Tayba or Taba. In another riwayat, the riwayat has a bit of weakness, but it is suitable to quote. Imam Tabarani mentions it in his Awsat. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Al-Madinatu Qubbatul Islam. وَدَارُ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَرْضُ الْهِجْرَةِ وَمَثْوَ الْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. That this area of Medina Munawwara, it is the focal point of Islam where Iman is preserved. It is the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah. It is the place of true Iman. And it is the area where all the laws of halal and haram were passed. Respected friends and elders, the city, just by its name, or just by its various names that it has been given, it shows automatically that it is a very, very special place to us. Regarding the safety and the security and the sukoon and the chain that a person experiences in the city of Madinatul Munawwara, again, this is not coincidental. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made many du'as for the city and for the inhabitants of the city and for the fruit of the city and for the utensils which is used to measure food in the city. For the entire city, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'a upon du'a upon du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, إِنَّهَا حَرَمٌ آمِنٌ. That this area of Madinatul Munawwara, مَا بَيْنَ لَابَّتَيْهَا, what is between the two mountains, is a sanctified area full of security. Not only now when a person walks through the street of Medina, then he feels safe and secure, and he feels the environment of Madina Munawwara, and the air of Madina Munawwara, and the inhabitants of Madina Munawwara, and his heart is full of love and awe for the city. It is not from now, respected friends. It is from that time. When it was not built up, where there were no buildings, where there were no proper streets, it was just a small area with a central point, which was Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهَا حَرَمٌ آمِنٌ. To such an extent, respected friends and elders, the security of Madina Munawwara will not only be now, right up till the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in various ahadith, in Sahih al-Bukhari, Tirmidhi, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on every road entering into Medina, every valley entering into Medina, there are two angels which are keeping guard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another riwayat that on a general basis, around the entire Medina Munawwara, there are angels that are guarding it. Guarding it from what? لا يدخلها الدجال. At the time when people will be running and fleeing from Dajjal, they were running to the hillocks and to the hilltops. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in Medina Munawwara, that chain and that sukoon and that peace will remain. To such an extent, another riwayat says, not even Dajjal entering, neither the fear of Dajjal will either enter Medina Munawwara. This is the city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Respected friends and elders, what is a city without its inhabitants? What is a home without those that are staying inside? Sometime a person may have bought or purchased a beautiful home, and it has a lush garden, a huge yard, a lovely pool, and beautiful rooms. But the neighbors are problematic. The neighbors are drunk. They're making noise. They're causing disturbances to the neighborhood. Automatically, the value of that home will depreciate within one day, just based on its inhabitants. Respected friends and elders, the cream of the crop, the cherry on top, is the inhabitants of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. These are not normal people, respected friends. We read the ayat in the start of the khutbah. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. It is not my decision or your decision whether we want to stay in Medina. It is not the people in Medina, not even their decision. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah chooses as He wishes and whom He wishes. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةِ. You and I, we don't have an opinion in it. Subhanallah wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. So the inhabitants of Madinatul Munawwara, spiritual friends and elders, are no ordinary people. These were the people that protected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when his own people chased them away. These were the people that gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wealth and assistance and help when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had nowhere else to go. These were the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in Quran. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. That masjid which the people of Medina have built is more deserving that you, O Muhammad, you go and lead salah in it. فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَرُوا. There are such people in this masjid. They love to be pure. They are people of divine purity, as Allah is affirming to it in the Quran. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. And Allah loves these people. Not normal people, respected friends and elders. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. The people who began staying in Madinatul Munawwara before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah. They are such people, respected friends and elders. Allah, number one in this ayat, He says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ. This is the place of iman. This is the true abode. Allah says, what is their quality? What makes them shine from the rest of mankind? يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They will give preference against themselves or over themselves, even if their lot is poverty. They have nothing. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they gave everything to Sahaba. They gave everything to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, various riwayat, if you open the books of Sirah and Tariq, they say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take what you want from our wealth. Take what you want. That which you take is more beloved than that which you leave. That which you take is more beloved than that which you leave. These are no ordinary people. These are the Ahlul Madina, Sukkanu Madina. These are the inhabitants of Madinatul Munawwara. Respected friends and elders, in a hadith in Bukhari, which is very, very severe in its warning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ayatul Mu'mini, Hubbul Ansar. The sign of a true believer is that you love the Ansar, the inhabitants of Medina. وَآيَةُ النِّفَاقِ بُغْضُ الْأَنصَارِ. And let not a moment in your life come where you have any hatred for the people of Medina, because that is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Respected friends and elders, we all have desire and hope and love in our heart that Allah takes us over and over to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. What is the central point? What is the focal point of Madinatul Munawwara? Ulama has ikhtilaf. Some ulama are of the view that Makkatul Mukarrama is more virtuous, and some are of the view that Madinatul Munawwara are more virtuous. Whatever it may be, both areas are full of virtue. However, the opinion of one scholar holds weight in this argument, which possibly can outshine every other person's opinion, and that is the opinion of Al-Imam Malik Rahimahullah. He was Imam Udari al-Hijrah. He was the Imam who resided in Madinatul Munawwara. He says, without a doubt, Madinatul Munawwara is more virtuous than any place on earth. And as we say in Arabic, صَاحِبُ الدَّارِ أَدْرَى بِمَا فِيهِ. That person living there, he knows what's there. That person living there, he knows what's there. Respected friends and elders, in Al-Madinatul Munawwara is the beautiful masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a difference of opinion. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى. That masjid whose foundations were based on taqwa, whether it is Masjid Quba or whether it is Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are scholars who hold both views. If we are taking the view that it is Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a direct indication. It is a direct indication regarding those who established this masjid, that direct acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, first he stayed in an area called Quba, which many of us are familiar with. And we visit this masjid. Some people say Quba. So Masjid al-Quba is very, very close to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was the area which was occupied the Banu Amir bin Auf tribe. They were a tribe which took very great care in ensuring that their body and their clothes are clean. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for a few days. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built a small masjid. No foundation, no roof, no walls. He just demarcated it. And that became known as the Masjid of Quba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we see in the riwayat of Bukhari and other kitabs as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go every Saturday to visit that masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to travel sometime by foot, or sometimes used to take a conveyance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the people of that area. In another riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a general term, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should advise Sahaba to go and visit Masjid Quba. But coming back to Al-Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Masjid al-Nabawi, it was bought with the wealth of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the close companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends, understand the veracity of this purchase. From amongst people are those who have purchased akhirah in lieu of dunya. And from those are Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He purchased this land with the wealth he had and he donated to the masjid. Every single salah which you and I read from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right till the end of times, the reward is going to the book of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Not just times one. As we know from the riwayat which is very famous, Salatun fil Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worth 1,000 salahs. Every single person's salah, whether it is fard, ulama right, whether it is fard or whether it is nafil, that reward of that salah is 1,000 times. The reward is going to who? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Just for his one contribution. And other sahaba radiallahu anhu, like Uthman radiallahu anhu, who also contributed thereafter to the masjid. Respected friends and elders, we are speaking about the sukkan of Medina, the people of Medina, the inmates of Medina tul Munawwara. Respected friends and elders, two very important ahadith which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. And this hadith appear in Bukhari and Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yakidu ahl al-Madinati ahadun. No person plots any evil against the people of Medina. Illa ma'a kama yanma'u al-milhu fil ma. Allah will cause him to be wiped out just like how salt dissolves in water. Such a great threat Allah is placing to show you and I how much of respect we should have for these people. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man akhafa ahl al-Madina. Any person who places fear in the heart of the people of Medina, akhafahu Allah. Allah will put fear in his heart. Another riwayat says, وَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ صَرْفٌ وَلَا عَدْلٌ. Upon him is the curse of the angels, Allah, everybody. Not one fard salah, nor a nafil salah shall be accepted from him. For what? Just for harboring enmity or hatred for the people of Medina Munawwara. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. Respected friends, we explained before that it's as if this entire city was designed for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few kilometers outside the central masjid is a very beautiful mountain which most of us, alhamdulillah, have visited. And whoever hasn't, may Allah give us tawfiq to go over and over again. It is the Jabal Uhud, the Mount Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a riwayat which is not so strong, but it's suitable to quote, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and visit this mountain. Go and visit this mountain. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing on Jabal Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman, they're standing upon Jabal Uhud, the Mount of Uhud. And suddenly the mountain begins to shake. Ihtazza. It begins to shake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stamps his foot on the mountain. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Uthbut Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the mountain directly. Remain firm, O Uhud. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ وَسِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِدًا. For verily upon you is a Nabi, a Siddiq, and two martyrs. Talking about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with Abu Talha. He was with Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Jabal Uhud, Mount Uhud was in front of him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هَذَا جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ. This is a mountain. It loves us and we love it. Ulama write under the commentary of this hadith, this is not metaphorical. This is haqiqatan, in reality. The mountain has literal love for the believers of the ummah. The mountain has literal love for the believers of the ummah. Based on what? Based on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and elders. And then we come finally to the greatest piece of land upon the earth. Without doubt, there is no ikhtilaf in it. Everybody agrees that the greatest spot, the greatest hujra, the greatest ghurfa, the greatest rawda is that place where the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies. Rawdatum min riyadil jannah. The hadith is clear, it is sahih. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma bayna bayti wa minbari, rawdatum min riyadil jannah. Whatever is between my home and my mimbar, That is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Ulama explain, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he says under this hadith, there could be many explanations. One catches the eye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, great scholar of hadith, the master of Sahih Bukhari, he says, it is as if on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will transfer this piece of land and take it to Jannah. مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ And then next to it is the room of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alama Abdul Hay Laqnawi rahimahullah, he writes that all the ahadith on this matter are suitable to quote their Hassan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ زَارَ قَبْرِي Whoever visits my qabr, وَجَبَتْ شَفَاعَتِي For him, my intercession is guaranteed on the day of Qiyamah. Another riwayat comes, although it has weakness, but it's suitable to quote. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ زَارَنِي بَعْدَ مَمَاتِي فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي That person who visits me after I pass away, it's as if he visited me whilst I was alive. Respected friends and elders, very close to that is what we know as Baqi. We call it Jannatul Baqi. This is not the correct name that was given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is suitable to use. During that time, they used to call it Baqi'ul Gharqad. Baqi means a small piece of land. And Gharqad is a tree that used to grow over there. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to use that to light fires, the leaves from this tree. So it became known as Baqi'ul Gharqad. This is the pinnacle of the desire of every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You ask a person, a disbeliever, where do you like to travel? He'll tell you, I like to go to Switzerland, to the mountains. I like to go to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. I like to go here and there. Okay, you go once, you go twice, after that day, are you still interested? Not interested. You ask the believer. The man may have no outward deen in his life. You tell him, bye, you want to go to Medina? He said, I just don't want to go. I want to go, I don't want to come back. We're not talking about, respected friends, those that are outwardly pious. Those that read long tahajjud at night. Those that fast every day. No, respected friends and elders. The normal, if that is a correct word, the normal person, he has that desire for Medina, which Allah has placed. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in many kutub of hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَمُوتَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَمُتْ بِهَا Whoever of you is able to pass away in Medina, make an effort to do it. Make an effort to do it. There will come a time in the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's riwayat of Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will come a time where lots of lands will be conquered around Madinatul Munawwara. A person's cousin will say to him, halumma ila al-rakha, halumma ila al-rakha. Come to our area, we got a lot of wealth, things are easier. He will call his people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remember at that time, وَالْمَدِينَةُ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ Medina is better for them. If only they realize this. If only they realize this. Another riwayat similar to this says, Yemen will be conquered, Iraq will be conquered, Sham will be conquered. وَالْمَدِينَةُ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ If only they realize this. Respected friends and elders, what is left for you and I to do? What is left for you and I to do? I don't need to tell you to have desire in your heart for Medina. Everyone already has it. But what do we need to do? There are classes of people. Allah has given some wealth, Allah has given others difficulty. Wallahi, a qasam in Allah's name, it is not the wealth of anybody who takes him there. It is not your wealth. Ask people who went there, they'll tell you, I had a friend of mine, he told me, I had not a single rand to my name, and Allah took me. Overwhelming evidence for this. In fiqh, we'll call it tawatur. Overwhelming evidence. It is not your wealth. Because if it was, then people with billions and billions of dollars and rands to their names will be there all the time. Allah hasn't given them tawfiq. Respected friends and elders, what is your high? What is our responsibility? What do we do? How do we end up there? Respected friends and elders, there's one thing that you and I have that is a direct access to the khazain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is dua. 2 minutes dua, 3 minutes dua, 5 minutes dua, however much Allah gives us tawfiq, respected friends and elders, Allah will make the arrangements for us. Whether we have the money or we don't have the money, whether we have the ability, whether we don't have the ability. Just yesterday, we got some news of a alim passing away in Madinatul Munawwara. respected friends and elders, Allah's qasam, this type of gift, this type of ni'mat cannot be equated to all the wealth, all the honor, all the izzat in the dunya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, and we'll end up on this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a people after me. He's addressing his sahaba. There will be my brothers. What will be one of their qualities? They will desire that they could give up their wealth and their lives and everything just to look at me. Who are those respected friends and elders? You and I sitting here. You and I sitting here. May Allah give us tawfiq, respected friends and elders. Let us realize the value of this deen. Let us realize the value of everything linked to this deen. We can travel the entire world. We can explore how many places we wish to. But if our heart is not there in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, we have a problem. We have a real problem. Respected friends and elders, and I'll end on the same riwayat which I just spoke about a few minutes ago. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْمَدِينَةُ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Medina is better for you if only you can understand this. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ